Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club, with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on, Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
Take advantage of free data on us, courtesy of Del Mar, Sunday, July 27th. Go to dmtc.com/data on us, opt in with your email, and receive free handicapping data from partners Thoroughgraph and Today's Racing Digest. Sharpen your skills, pick more winners, check out the Insightful products. It's Data on Us, courtesy of Where the Turf Meets the Surf, Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Sunday edition. This is Bob Ike filling in for Mike Wilman, who has the day off today. But I'm going to run the usual show here and the usual guests all the way through the 2 hours. And, of course, we'll always start with John Hardoon. But I am live from the Del Mar Press Box. We've got an 11-race card here on day 7 of the 31-day meet, the traditional turf championship race. That's the Eddie Reed goes as race 9, a mile and eighth on the turf. Formidable Man is the 5-2 favorite. Good solid card today, especially the back half with full fields. So we'll have plenty to talk about today, but let's start off by going back east with guest number one, John Hardoon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing really good, John, and I know you guys got hit with some overnight rain. So first of all, fill us in on the conditions at Saratoga.
Okay, so it poured till about a half hour ago, and it looks like it may clear up for a little while anyway. All the races are off the turf with the exception of the 7th race, the Glen Falls Stakes. The other races have all been removed from the turf. There are a ton of late scratches on the card. The track is sloppy, and it's going to stay sloppy most of the day. And again, they only have one turf race, and that's the 7th race.
Well, John, before we kind of get into the recap, did you have any opinion in that mile and a half Glen Falls? It's for fillies and mares. The course will be softened up today. I'm not sure on the late scratches in that race, but did you have any opinion in there?
Actually, our radio play for hour number two was going to come in that race, but I could change it. Anyway, I do like the number 5 horse in there, Long Ago. 5-year-old mare who was claimed two starts back by trainer Bill Morey. Jose Ortiz rides. This horse is going to be loose and lonely on the lead. I think she just totally dominates on pace advantage here, and she is listed at 4-1 in the morning line, and I like number 5, Long Ago, to win this year's Glen Falls Stakes.
All right, trainer Billy Morey. We start right off with a pick from John Hardoon, and luckily, John, conditions were much better yesterday when we got to see Derby and Belmont winner Sovereignty do it again in the Jim Dandy. It was a 5-horse field, and John, I thought that I thought the race was a little bit strangely run, that he broke sharply, he sat second early, and then going into the far turn seemed to lose contact a little bit. There was a couple seconds there where I was concerned that maybe the horse isn't firing, but he picked it up again on the far turn, and he did what Sovereignty does. What were your impressions, John?
I agree with you. He was dropping back. I said, oh, boy, here we go. And I honestly thought he was going to finish last. And all of a sudden, he swings him out. He was hit like a push button, you know. He hit the accelerator, and he just took off. Listen, one thing we know for sure, he wasn't fully cranked. He obviously was pointing for the Travers, which was 3 weeks away, so he's not going to empty the tank yesterday. And listen, Baeza ran his eyeballs out, and, you know, he just had an easy time with him. So but as good as Baeza is, that's how really good Sovereignty is, because he won easy. He ended up winning easy, and he did what he had to do. So can't take anything away from the effort.
No, he did, and he kind of seemed in hand when they came to the wire. Baeza really fired a good shot, John. And there's some. This is a nice 3-year-old crop. Obviously, Sovereignty and Journalism. Baeza is not that far behind him. You've got the horse. Is it Gosker, who's finished second in the Preakness, in the Haskell? So this is a really quality group of sophomores. Let's hope they all stay healthy and they can all get to the Breeders' Cup Classic here at Del Mar. That would be a lot of fun, John.
I hope so, and obviously it's going to be a terrific Breeders' Cup if they all make it there, and no reason to think that they won't.
John, talk about Arad Ortiz. It seems like this guy's doing everything right. He's winning every photo. Between he and his brother, they seem to be winning about half the races at this meet.
Yeah, it's amazing. Flavian Pratt started off the meet winning the first 3 races, and everybody said, well, here you go. Pratt laid it down, and what happened after that was he ended up going 4 for his next 48. So Pratt is not riding up to Pratt's stats yet, but listen, it's early. They've only been here 2 weeks, a long way to go. But as it is now, the Ortiz brothers totally dominating.
John, you sent me a video yesterday. Of course, you're taking in the Del Mar races as well. We've had this issue with the odds drops. We've talked about it a lot. I will say we are going to have Del Mar president Josh Rubenstein on in the second hour to address a couple questions on this. But we did see it again yesterday, John.
You saw it more than once, Bob. You saw it a lot. You saw it at least 3 or 4 times. Even the winner of the Bing Crosby left the gate at 45-1, and he ended up, I believe, paying $36. The worst one was, though, that one I sent you. It was really bad. I forget the horses. Nancy Griffith. She was 16 or 18-1 when the gates opened, and you see it on the screen. Then she went to 10-1 in the middle of the stretch. And by the time she hit the wire, she paid 6-1. I mean, this can't go on. Honestly, I and along with a lot of other players have about seen enough. And I'm going to be interested to hear what your guest is going to have to say at the top of the second hours, because it's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. You know, they're just chasing people away. How much crap are people going to take? And not only that, it's so prevalent. And this isn't like Finger Lakes on a Tuesday afternoon. This is Del Mar on a Saturday. Do you know how much money it takes to do that in these pools? It's ridiculous. Not only that, this is only the win pools. We have no idea what's going on in the exacta pools, the pick 5 pools. The late pick 5 pool yesterday had $1 million in it with under a minute to post, and it closed with $1.5 million. So how much money did CAW put into the late pick five yesterday? I'm just curious, and I'd like to know. People need answers, and they have to be the right answers. Something has to be done, or they're going to lose a ton of business. Believe me when I tell you.
Well, we're going to ask some questions as part of our interview with Josh, and we'll see what he has to say. John, you gave us your Glenn Falls pick, but how about a radio pick for hour one, and then we'll come back and get you again at the end of the show.
We leave that as our official radio pick for hour
sure,
one.
Sure, we can do that. Yeah, let's do that. That's long ago in race seven at Saratoga. And give us the morning line price, John.
The morning line was 4-1.
All right. John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, we will catch you again at the very end.
Thank you, Bob. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon, and we're going to transition to a more local flavor here with former host of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Jay Privman. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Well, Jay, first of all, I want to start off with the horse named Privman, who was a nice winner here last weekend. There were a couple anxious moments down the stretch. What were your thoughts as the horse was appearing to come away, got hit with a right-hand stick, and went, he might be going in the rail. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I was glad Juan Hernandez hung on. But I was, as you know, we've seen this happen over the years. You know, sometimes when a horse does that, they just completely lose their action and lose their focus. And my split-second thought was, oh, God, don't throw this race away, because it looked like he was headed to victory. And
right.
He did that. And fortunately, he did re-engage. Juan just flagged him with the stick through the lane and hand rode him, and he re-engaged well. He kicked away and galloped out nice, and it was a nice win. And it was really a fun afternoon. It was kind of an amazing experience. The first track I ever went to when I was a kid, I was 11 years old. My family went to Del Mar, and kind of hit me in the paddock before the race. It's like, this is crazy. There's a horse that these nice people have named after me. He's running in a race at Del Mar. He's got a shot, you know, and then he went out there and won. So it was really a memorable experience.
Yeah, Jay, I was going to ask you that. You, in your pre-race interview, you got fairly emotional. I don't see you getting choked up too often. What brought that out? Was that just kind of flashing back to your youth and your dad bringing you to the track?
Exactly. I mean, it was all that just sort of hitting me there. You know, I didn't come from a racing background, nor my father. He was just a fan, and he was the quintessential $2 bettor. He'd go to the track once a month with his buddies. That was how I sort of was first was aware of it. He'd be going to the races on occasion, and he'd bet $2 to win on every race. That was his budget. So he would have gotten a big kick out of that, you know, to see a horse with his, with his last name running in a race at Del Mar. And it was just sort of all that kind of hit me. It's like, this is crazy. So yeah. it was all that coming together. Yeah.
Jay, the three-year-old picture, we saw Sovereignty win the Jim Dandy yesterday. We saw Journalism win the Haskell the week before. Two terrific three-year-olds, we know that. Is there any path, do you think, for Journalism to still be champion three-year-old and horse of the year? What would he have to do? Is it possible?
It's certainly possible. I think it's really contingent on what happens in his next race. Because the best options for him seem to be to go back to Saratoga again and run in the Travers and take on Sovereignty again. But that involves another ship and, again, racing against Sovereignty on the track where Sovereignty has been training since a few days after the Kentucky Derby. So you've got you're taking the worst of it from that standpoint. Or you could run here at Del Mar in the Pacific Classic, in which you'd have to take on older horses, including Nisos, who we saw win impressively yesterday. So it's kind of a pick-your-poison thing. But to your question, I think if Journalism were to win either the Travers or the Pacific Classic and then come back and win the Breeders' Cup Classic, that's his path to do it. Is he's got to put that parlay together, I think, in order to pull it off.
Yeah, I agree, Jay. Let's recap what we saw yesterday. You mentioned Nisos, and that was the first of three straight stakes races at Del Mar, the San Diego, And, it, you know, it wasn't a killer field, Jay, but this is a really good horse. He's just a neck away from being undefeated. He sat in a pocket, and he did what he needed to do when it opened up. Your thoughts on Nisos's win?
Yeah, just sort of an ideal trip, a nice prep over the track. He'd only gone long once previously in his early in his three-year-old year before he had to go to the sidelines for quite a while, and he's obviously come back well. He ran a super race in his comeback at Churchill and then had kind of that bingo free space race at Santa Anita in Triple Bend, and then the nice stretch out yesterday, his third start since the layoff, and now that sets him up for the Pacific Classic on the Sunday of, or excuse me, the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. So he's got several weeks to be ready for that, and he's obviously a horse with an immense amount of talent. The buyer figures just came up, Bob, just before the show started for yesterday's card at Del Mar. He got a 102 for that win, and I'm sure there's more in the tank for his next start.
And another Baffert horse name for a prominent industry individual, Miramati, put up a good showing. He set the pace, and he held second. So Miramati and Privman, the pressure's there, and those horses are coming through. Jay,
yeah,
then
Frank's had a nice run with that horse. Sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, the following race was the Daisy Cutter, where Pushiness just held off Uncorked, an exciting finish. And then we went to the Grade 1 Bing Crosby, and it was a result not too many of us expected. There looked to be four or five real hard-hitting sprinters, and Lovesick Blues got the money, was certainly overlooked at a big price.
Yeah, it was right church, wrong pew for me in that race, Bob, because I really thought the race had a chance to be fast early and somebody to pick up the pieces, but Lovesick Blues was not the one that I thought was going to be the most likely to take advantage of that scenario, but he obviously really came home strong. He was best. I mean, he won clear. He got a buyer figure of 105, a very strong race for Lovesick Blues, and that's a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. He's not yet nominated to the Breeders' Cup, but I have to think that'll certainly change, being as he just ran the best race of his life over the track where the Breeders' Cup's going to be run.
Really neat horse, Jay. I mean, first or second in 19 of 41 starts, dirt, turf, long, short. Jay, let's go ahead and make him Cowbred of the Week, huh? I mean, winning the Grade 1, winning you're in. This horse by Grazen out of Queen of the Castle, Minister's Wildcat. $770,000 now. Great job by Labrato Barocio winning his first Grade 1 yesterday. So it's a good story. And, Jay, it doesn't hurt to have a cowbred like that.
It definitely tastes on a cowbred, doesn't it, Bob?
Yeah, no kidding. Another one that was an impressive maiden winner yesterday, and the price tag was there, and he ran to it, Jay. Fourth race on the card, Brandt, who they paid $3 million at auction for. He lived up to the hype and then some.
He certainly did. I mean, he was as advertised, obviously, coming out of the sale where he brought that incredible number. He trained right on. There were very high hopes for him, and he ran as fast as a two-year-old July numbers I've seen. He got a 101 for that win yesterday. And you know, you look at the couple horses behind him, and Doug O'Neill's colt ran a super race in finishing second in his debut, the horse that Toby had touted on this show yesterday.
Civil Liberty ran huge.
Right. He ran an 87, which normally that's going to get you a maiden win just about any time. And he got beat 5 1/4 lengths.
Yeah, Brant. Jay, you've been around a long time. You've covered a lot of people in the game. Is there anyone who handles pressure better than Bob Baffert? I mean, I know it's a $3 million. The horse is supposed to win. Nisos is supposed to win. Privman was supposed to win the other day. But this guy just, you never see him sweat.
No, I mean, he's been through many, many high-pressure situations over the years, and he definitely knows how to handle that. I'm sure inside, especially with Nisos yesterday, I'm sure the stomach was churning, but outwardly he manages to keep it together.
Yeah, he hides it very, very well if he does have anxiety. Jay, wanted you to preview today's feature at Del Mar, and it's a long-standing, a great turf race here, the Eddie Reed. You've got a couple old-timers sent out by Phil D'Amato and Balnikoff Gold Phoenix. The morning line favorite is Formidable Man, sent out by Michael McCarthy, who is 4 for 4 at Del Mar. Jay, I thought he was the one to beat today.
Yeah, no, he's definitely the one to beat. You know, his last race I thought was good, Bob. Maybe he wants slightly more distance, but he's been effective at a mile over the course of his career. But to your point, you know, he's back at his favorite racetrack. He just absolutely loves this Del Mar grass course. He won the Del Mar Derby and the Hollywood Derby here last summer and fall, respectively, and the Oceanside prior to that. So he's certainly the horse to beat. You know, I think the two horses with pace in this race are interesting. There's not a lot of early pace, I don't think. And I think Cabo Spirit is an interesting horse. You know, he's a hard horse for me to read. I'm never usually on terms with him, so I'm sore by endorsing him today. He'll throw in one of his stinkers, but I think the race comes up pretty good for him today. And so I give him a little bit of a look in here based on the way the race shape looks.
Yeah, he'll definitely looks like he's going to clear. And I'm with you, Jay. I'm never on the right page with this horse. He'll win one. He'll throw in two or three clunkers, but he has been fairly consistent. His last three races are all good. And George Papa Padromo's got him going great. Mike Smith back aboard. So I agree. He, to me, is the horse to fear most out on the lead. Jay, wanted to get your thoughts real quick on the passing of Umberto Ascanio, someone you knew well and was been a longtime assistant trainer for Bobby Frankel.
Yeah, I really liked Umberto and was, you know, sad to see of his passing. Just an integral part of the Bobby Frankel juggernaut over the years. And Bobby really trusted him, as you'll remember in sort of the 2000s. Frankel increasingly had a bigger presence in New York in the summer and fall, and he would go back to New York, and he'd leave Umberto out here with 40 head and just basically say, you know, it's all yours. And they kept on motoring with a lot of big wins at Del Mar over the years. And Umberto really liked coming down to this area. You know, he knew that I live down here, and he always would be like, oh, we're coming to paradise. He loved mm-hmm. to come down to Del Mar. And Bobby had a timeshare at the Four Seasons property over in La Costa by the La Costa Resort, and he just let Umberto stay there every summer, and Umberto's wife, Maureen. They loved coming down for the summer, and he was a great horseman. As you know, he was a great guy. His kids are wonderful, involved in racing as well, and just a real unfortunate situation. He had had a stroke a number of years ago that forced him to stop training, and then apparently another one more recently that was really devastating. One other thing I was going to mention, you know, Chad Brown was working as an assistant for Frankel back then, and he largely worked under Umberto when he was in California. And when Chad would come out here for the Breeders' Cup, he always made a point of including Umberto in everything. If you go back and look at winner circles from Santa Anita or Del Mar Breeders' Cups of recent vintage, you'll see Umberto in the winner circle for any Chad Brown victory. They remained very close over the years.
Jay, you are very involved with both Karma and the Gregson Foundation, a couple organizations that are near and dear to your heart. And you told me you've got a couple fundraisers coming up in the month of August for both. So tell us about them.
Yeah, so Karma, they're a California organization that takes racehorses that are done racing and helps retrain them for their longer second acts, as pleasure horses, hunter jumpers, et cetera. And their biggest fundraiser of the summer is Karmathon, which has been held at Del Mar. FanDuel TV is integrally involved in it. It's coming up in a few weeks on Saturday, August 16. So that'll be the big fundraiser for Karma. And then you mentioned, obviously, the Gregson Foundation. I'm on the board of both of these charities, and really it's worthwhile work. The Gregson Foundation provides scholarships for the children of backstretch workers, and their big fundraiser is coming up on Monday, August 25th at Temple Moose Grill. So both are great charities. They support California racing and California racing people, and I'm really, you know, honored to be involved with both of them.
Well, Jay, we can't let you go without a pick on today's Del Mar card, and you kind of teased it a little bit on Twitter that you like a 6-1 shot somewhere. So where is it?
I'm saving it all the way to the last race, Bob.
Okay.
kind of an angle here, but it's number three, Sparta FC, who is going to be making his first start for Jeff Mullins, who I think is one of the best trainers on this circuit. I'm looking for this horse to show much improved form for Mullins off the layoff. And one of the great resources that we have at our disposal is the workouts that you can watch on XBTV. And I really liked some of the works that I've seen from Sparta FC on the synthetic surface at Santa Anita of recent vintage. So I think this horse is going to come back really well. So I think she can run best. This is the kind of horse, Bob, with her pedigree and coming off the long layoff, Mullins could have easily run her in a maiden claiming race or something like that. So the fact that he's protecting her in the first start back to me is a significant angle. I love the barn switch. And so it's final race, Sparta FC, number three, 6-1 on the morning line.
We'll wait all the way till 7:01 Pacific time, Jay, to try to get the money.
Hopefully it'll be worth it.
Hey, I really appreciate your time, Jay, and we will hopefully see you out at the races real soon.
Very well, Bob. Thanks again.
Okay, that was Jay Pribman. It's time for our first time out. And when we come back, the next segment will be trainer Phil D'Amato and Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos. You are listening to a Sunday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans.
Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Sunday edition. Bob Ike filling in for Mike Willman today. And fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the Thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audience and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. I want to bring in my next guest, and that's trainer Phil D'Amato. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, and you're off to a good start here at Del Mar. You've been leading trainer a couple of times during the Del Mar summer meet, and right now you're tied for second with four wins. So you got to be pleased with the start that the barn is off to.
Yeah, no, we focused probably on the second half of the year, with most of our horses kind of gearing up, getting them ready for Del Mar Breeders' Cup. And, this is where we try to shine, and the purses are good, and our barn is heating up.
Phil, you've got two today in the Eddie Reed. I wanted to talk about those two, and it's kind of remarkable. They're old-time geldings, six-year-old Balnikoff, seven-year-old Gold Phoenix. Both are making their third consecutive start in the Eddie Reed. What's the key to keeping these old geldings sound and going and productive as you have?
Well, first off the bat, I'm only going to be running Balnikoff today. Gold Phoenix has a very minor issue, and we'll hopefully resolve that in the next day or two. Just kind of unfortunate timing, but we'll have him ready for the Del Mar handicap at the end of the meet. But, I'm only going to be running Balnikoff today. But, it's just kind of doing right by the horse and, giving them time when they need it. And I think if you do that day in and day out, you're going to have a horse you can campaign for, you know, usually for as long as they're competitive.
And, Phil, you mentioned the gaps and the breaks. You see that a lot in the past performances of Balnikov. I mean, are those by design? You need to give a horse, you know, plenty of time and pick your spots, and that's sort of the key to keeping this horse going. But his PPs go all the way back to November of 23 in the last 12 races.
Yeah, he's shipped around a lot, too, so we've kind of given him a little extra time to recoup, you know, with all of his shipping. But I think, you know, these stake horses, they run so hard. You know, if you can get 6-7 good races out of them a year, I think that's kind of the sweet spot there where you know they're going to give you everything they have and you have your best chance for, you know, productivity.
Phil, wanted to ask you about a couple of your horses today that are not in the claiming races, but the fifth race is two-year-olds going, maidens going long on the turf, and you've got a first-time starter in there for Little Red Feather and Partners named Sterling C. What can you tell us about this colt?
He's a big, good-looking horse. He definitely has two turns written all over of him. I usually don't like to debut him going long, but you know there are exceptions to the rule, and this is one of them. He's trained well. He's trained with some talent. I don't usually train my horses, kind of in this instance, to win first off the bat. But I think he's got enough foundation in him where if he gets lucky and gets the right kind of trip, you know, he can maybe be 1-2-3 there.
And then Phil in the eighth race, another maiden, this going 6.5 on the dirt. You've got a friend of mine in there, and this is a filly who kind of ran in those restricted maiden races at Santa Anita, put in a couple good efforts, second both times, beating a nose and a half length. What about a friend of mine today in the eighth?
Really nice filly. She's a half to Desert Dawn, who has been very good to me, as of H&E Ranch and Elena and Holly Krim. This filly, I enter her in a two-turn race, made in special weight, and it didn't go for earlier on this in the week. So this was kind of my only option. She's training good. She needs to run, and we're hoping to run here and then, you know, stretch her back out to where I think she'll really like later on in the meet, hopefully if the race goes. But, you know, it's a salty maiden special weight race. I know, you know, they've been very high on Mark Glass horse for a while. But my filly, like, she's fit, she's sound, she's training really well, and, you know, hopefully we can get lucky.
We appreciate your time, Phil. Good luck today with Balnikov and all your other runners. Continued success at the meet, and we're going to look for your name near the top of the standings again when we get to the end in September.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, that was trainer Phil D'Amato. I want to bring in Orlando Gutierrez now from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Orlando.
Good morning. Wow, how are you?
Doing great, and I know you guys had a lot going on last night. It was an all-quarter horse night with some results that I want you to bring us up to speed on, Orlando.
Yeah, we sure had a big night last night at Los Alamitos. Our pick six sequence was an all-stakes quarter horse pick six, and a lot of fun, a lot of very, very interesting results headed by the running of the Governor's Cup Futurity, our richest race of the night last night. And our trainer, owner, and breeder Mike Castleman wins the Governor's Cup Futurity for the second time in the last 3 years. This one, Mayor Humdinger, a half-brother to the horse that he won this race with in 2023, Mayor Humdinger wins at 6-1 in the prize, and a very special victory for Mike Castleman. He's best known as a trainer for Burns Ranch, but he's also an owner and a breeder with this family of horses, and he gets the big money once again. Probably the most sentimental victory of the night was Cattail Cove, the 8-year-old who won his 8th stakes race of his career. And it's becoming a legendary career for Cattail Cove. And in his 56th career start, Bob, he wins his first Grade 1 victory. He gets a Spencer Childers last night. And a quick stat about Cattail Cove. He's made 56 starts, like I said. 52 of them have come in either a stakes race or a futurity trial. So in that long career, he's always raced against the best, continues to do so, and he's getting better and better, it seems. He's won five out of his last six starts. After his last outing, owner Ling Newcomb says that they'll just keep running him as long as he loves it, and they've already built him a barn at the family ranch from when he retires, and they can't wait to have him back there and spending the rest of his life out there in Oklahoma. But for now, he's still busy winning big stakes races. And also in the Governor's Cup Derby, Bob, Scott Willoughby won his 100th stakes victory with a horse named Defending Champ, who's just a powerhouse finisher. And he got the job done after breaking really nicely at the start, and that was it. Once he did that, you knew the race was over. Scott Willoughby becomes only the sixth trainer at Los Alamitos with 100 stakes wins or more. He also added 101 and 102 on the night, so a big night for Scott Willoughby.
You've got 9 tonight, Orlando, starting at 7:20. You're going to put 10,000 into that pick six pool since there was no carryover. So what's the big race tonight? What do we have to look forward to? And let's get a pick from you.
Sure thing. We have a couple of trials to the Los Alamitos Claiming Futurity in races 8 and 9. And these are pretty interesting trials because these horses cannot be claimed out of these trials. They once they qualify, and they move on to the final in a couple of weeks, they're all going to be eligible to be claimed for $16,000. There've been some gems found in this one. For example, Show and Tell Cartel was claimed out of this race last year. He ended up winning the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby for the New Connections this year. So we'll see what new claims are found, what new gems are found tonight, and eventually how they perform at Los Al following the claim. My pick will go with race number 7, Bob, and I'm going to go with the 1, SR Cool Corona. Still a maiden after 4 starts, but his best efforts have come from the rail. And that's exactly where we find him in race number 7. Again, number 1, SR Cool Corona, 3-1 on the morning line. He's always very, very fast, really quick. In his first out, he had the lead on a filly named Beautiful, who went on to win the Kindergarten Futurity. So back in that preferred spot, I'll go with the 1. SR Cool Corona at 3-1 on the morning line in tonight's race number 7.
Great job, Orlando. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much.
Late on the break, when we come back, trainer Bob Hess and Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts. That'll be the final segment of Hour 1 here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Sunday edition on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club, with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Sunday edition. I'm Bob Ike, filling in for Mike Willman. Want to bring in a good friend of mine. He's trainer Bob Hess. And Bob, you were our first client at horsebills.com, so you're always going to have a soft spot in my heart, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Two winners on Friday, so that was nice. And maybe a little disappointed yesterday in the run from Roll on Big Joe, but how did he come out of the race, Bob? What were your thoughts on the Bing Crosby?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. We were disappointed. I know I've pinpointed the cause of the kind of flat effort, and we're going to look to bounce back in the Santa Anita Sprint Championship and then hope to go to the Breeders' Cup from there. But he's 100% today, so no worries. And he did not bleed either. You know, the stake race is always our concern with no Lasix, but he's scoped.
Exactly. Bob, you've always pointed for Del Mar. I mean, even when you've had strings in other places, Florida and Kentucky, it seems like you want to be in full force when you come back to Del Mar. Is this a special place for you, Bob?
Well, my dad started sending me to Del Mar when I was 18 as his assistant, and then my first win was in 87 here on July 31st at Del Mar. So it is, and you're 100% right. We do try to gear up. I don't really have the numbers to be a leading trainer here anymore, although we've done it, I think, twice. But we pretty much are pulled out of the East Coast. I have a couple that really don't fit here with a trainer back in Keeneland. But essentially, we have about 40 horses here that are geared up and ready to go.
And two of them are in today, Bob. Ashcroft's in the second. It's a short field of five. Gets Lasix back today. What about Ashcroft?
Unfortunately, the owner just changed trainers and scratched the horse. So he won't be running. But we have an exciting two-year-old firster in the first today with Le Perou. And she may break a little tardily, but I expect her to come running late and pick up a good piece of the pie. And then Miss Mandalay is training Dynamite later in the day. And I think she's a super, super live long shot. She loves the 5/8. I think she will run great. And Le Perou is on her as well.
Well, Bob, I don't want to put extra pressure on, but I'm going to make that my radio play of the day. I've always liked Miss Mandalay. I love the way she sat and relaxed a little bit last time. And, hey, she's no slouch at 5 furlongs here at Del Mar, drawn well inside. I think you got a huge chance in here.
No, really, this is by far the best she's ever been. She's blossoming since we've been here, and she's one of those I think really just loves the environment here in Del Mar.
Well, Bob, two winners on the board Friday. Let's get some more going. You always do well down here, as you said, pointed for this meet at a place you started off. So appreciate your time today, Bob, and good luck.
Thank you, and a big shout-out to our mutual friend Kurt Hoover as well.
Yeah, man, Hoover's seeing the ball right now. He's come up with some live long shots, and I know you guys ran into each other the other night after the races. So certainly one of my best friends in the game.
Yeah, we had a few laughs the other night over at Chiefs Burgers.
Yeah, always so, good, Bob. Thanks. Great talking to you. Thanks for taking you the bet. Time.
No, all thank right. you.
That was,
take care, Bob.
That was,
bye-bye.
Yeah, that was Bob Hess. Let's bring in Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
First time we've actually got to speak on the air. I hear you on with Mike all the time on Sundays, and then I think one of the shows you were on with John Lindo I had off. So nice to speak with you finally. Enjoy your work, and tell us about what we saw yesterday with Sovereignty and the Jim Dandy. This horse is just turning into a machine.
He really is. I think we saw something pretty special. It was pretty obvious he wasn't anywhere near 100% cranked for that race. And, you know, the new dimension that he shows, being able to sit so much closer to the pace, I think Junior Alvarado did such a great job giving him a little bit of a breather down the backstretch. And the horse just responded so beautifully when he was asked. And Junior, I think, went to the crop once and otherwise just gave him a hand ride. Baeza ran a huge race because those two were about 11 lengths clear of anyone else. So it was real special and sets up for a real fun day a month from now in the Travers.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that, Matthew. A month from now in the Travers, who's going to line up to face this horse? I mean, he's got to be scaring off the competition.
Yeah, I think the good news is Bob Baffert said that he sounds like goal-oriented is going to be sent out here for that race. Gosker for Brendan Walsh, who finished second to Journalism twice now in the Preakness and the Haskell, will likely be pointed here. And Steve Asmussen's horse, Magnitude, who I think a lot of people had forgotten about, won the Risen Star and then went to the bench for a while, came back, won the Iowa Derby in really impressive fashion. He's up here training in Saratoga and certainly pointed towards this race also. So it might scare some horses off, but I think you're still going to get a really nice field. And, you know, a horse like Magnitude in particular is a different type of animal in terms of facing a really great front-end speed horse. That's not something Sovereignty's really had to deal with yet. So could be interesting in terms of that showdown.
Matthew, we got about 1 minute. Get us signed up for Naira Betts, and how about a pick today from Saratoga?
Absolutely. Well, just go to Naira Betts or NairaBetts.com. Use the promo code SPA200 for up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And for today, listen, we're sloppy and we're off the turf except for the stakes race, but let's go to race number 6, 4:02 p.m. Eastern time. I really like the number 8. Crescendo's Reign at 8-1 for Charlton Baker. This is a half to a horse, Sacrosanct, who started his career with 4 straight wins. Got some nice workouts. 8-1 on the morning line. Debut race, but I have a feeling this one's going to run really well. So 8-1, a horse to use up top or underneath.
Matt DeSantis from Naira Betts, appreciate your time. And, hey, get the rain done there. We need to see Fast and Firm at Saratoga. We're getting rained off too many times here.
The good news is next week it looks beautiful, 75 degrees for Whitney Day, Fast and Firm.
All right, and then we got the Travers to look forward to a month from now. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate your time, and Mike will be back next Sunday.
Great. Thank you so much. Good talking to you.
Let's take our break here from hour one, but we are coming back strong in hour two. We'll have Josh Rubenstein, the president of DMTC, John Lees, Andy Harrington. Brad Free will be sitting in with me on the next hour of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Victory has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike filling in today for Mike Willman. I've got Brad Free here with me on the headset. We'll bring Brad in shortly. But first things first, I want to get Josh Rubenstein on. He's the president of DMTC. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Iker.
Josh, we've known each other 40 years. Hard to believe it. You were just a teenager helping out in the press box. I was a young newspaper handicapper starting out in the mid-80s. So I don't know where 40 years went, but it went in a blink of an eye. When you look at the journey in rising to the president of DMTC, is it somewhat surreal to you?
Yeah, it really is. Certainly had no idea that I'd be in the position I'm in. But it is, you know, has less to do with me than, you know, the great team that we have at Del Mar. They work really hard. You know, people always ask us, what do you guys do the rest of the year? But it, a lot of hard work goes into these 8 weeks and then, you know, 5 weeks in the fall, and we're hosting the Breeders' Cup. So an incredible team that, you know, makes me look good, and, you know, I'm proud to go to work with them every day.
So how is the meet going? We're 6 days in from a numbers standpoint, handle, attendance, on-track handle. The quality of racing has been good. The field size has been excellent. So what are your thoughts as we kind of wrap up week two here at Del Mar?
Really strong start to the meet. You know, as we saw at Santa Anita, there is a significant positive impact to wagering and field size with the new single circuit structure, and we're enjoying that at Del Mar. Our racing department, led by Tom Robbins and David Durkins, they've done a phenomenal job putting together, you know, top quality cards, and, you know, the bettors have really responded. Average field size, over 9 runners per race. We had a terrific day yesterday, handled just under $24 million. That's up 15% from the corresponding date last year. Overall handle was up 18%, but that's not exactly apples to apples. As you know, we opened on a Friday. That gave us a 3-day weekend, opening weekend this year, as opposed to a 2-day weekend last year when we opened on a Saturday. So the better comparison would be to 2023 when we opened on a Friday with that 3-day weekend and was up 7%. So I'm really pleased with the start, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Josh, with Breeders' Cup here again this fall, is it easier task to put on the show again this year since you had it last year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, fresh in everyone's mind. I mean, we're meeting with the Breeders' Cup team, you know, every week. And while the event, you know, the event last year, Breeders' Cup does customer research after the event, and the customer satisfaction ratings for the 2024 event were the highest that they've ever seen. And, you know, it's incredible. We've had, this will be the fourth time in the last 9 years that the Breeders' Cup will be run at Del Mar. And, you know, that's a testament to the wonderful facility that we have, but also everything San Diego has to offer with hotels, restaurants, beaches, golf, all that stuff. So we're really excited to get things going with the Breeders' Cup October 31st and November 1st.
Josh, the elephant in the room, and you hear it and you see it, are the late odds droppers due to the CA money that comes in. With the CA money being such a lifeblood of California racing, can you talk about the balancing act between keeping your whales and then alienating your regular players?
Yeah, look, we get that late odds shifts are frustrating for players, and it's something that, you know, all tracks are dealing with. We are working with our tow provider to address it, and there are also some additional latency with displays on FanDuel TV due to multiple tow providers being used, so we're having to look at that as well. And look, this is obviously not a new issue, and, you know, understanding that late odds fluctuations are something that we have to deal with. You know, two years ago, working with TOC and Santa Anita, we increased the rate on CAWs as they got closer to the off time. And we saw some mitigation of late odd shifts, you know, with that protocol, but it wasn't enough. So this year, both Del Mar and Santa Anita, again, working with TOC, significantly increased the rate in the win pool for all CAW players. And, you know, this has had some impact, but clearly not enough. So more work needs to be done.
One question I hear all the time, Josh, and I'm sure you hear it too. Why can't California cut the CA players off like NYRA does, 2 minutes to post, and you know, cut off that win pool betting 2 minutes before? Why can't California do the same?
So we are looking at it, but I will say, you know, look, you know, as you mentioned, NYRA, you know, they're limiting CAW access, you know, before post, but, you know, that doesn't entirely fix the issue. It just moves it to other pools. And, you know, on your show yesterday, Jonathan Hardoon pointed out that he bet an exacta with a 60-something dollar probable just before post, and when the race went official, the exacta paid 20-something dollars. But, you know, with that being said, we are looking at limiting, you know, CAW play before post.
And Josh, you touched on it a minute ago. I just wanted to kind of bring it up again. We saw something yesterday pretty drastic when Nancy Griffin won, horse leaving the gate at 18 and then dropping to 10 and then mid-stretch 6-1. And you alluded to that being due to a delay with graphics.
Yeah, the display, Bob, that you showed me, that was from FanDuel TV. And, you know, as I mentioned, there's some additional latency, and you know, I have a meeting with FanDuel and our tow provider, later this morning to discuss that. And, due to multiple tow providers which are being used in that instance, there is some additional latency. So, we'll address that.
Josh, appreciate you coming on. Keep up the numbers. It's been a lot of fun, a great meet so far. Field size is good. It's been extremely safe. And we all love being down here at Del Mar, and we'll continue on in the fall meet as well.
All right, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Okay, that was Josh Rubenstein, president of DMTC. Brad Free, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing good. What do you make of that? I think Josh, touched on a couple things that are concerning to players.
Yeah, it's a huge concern on a couple of different fronts. First of all is the perception issue. When there's a late odds change, the perception among skeptics out there is that there somebody has late access to the pools after the gates open. I don't believe that to be the case, but there is that perception out there. But to me, the biggest problem is the frustration by horse players because you don't know what price you're going to get. Now, can you imagine handicapping a race without knowing who the high figure horse was in the race? No, you wouldn't do that. You need all the information before you handicap. And then after you've handicapped the race, you'd have to decide whether or not you're going to bet. What determines whether or not you make a wager? It's the price. So if we have no confidence in the price that's posted on the tote board as the horses are loading, how much confidence can you have when you to make a serious wager? It's very difficult.
Well, you bring up a great point, Brad. Los Alamitos kind of does the projected odds, and there are ways to figure out kind of in your head. You mentioned we were talking before the show. Formulator puts up projected win odds. You and I are constantly looking at will pay pools. Now, it's a lot of work. It's something we probably shouldn't have to do, but some of these drops are not shocking if you're looking at corresponding will pay pools.
Before 20 minutes to post, before you even know what the final odds are going to be, I'm looking at the will pays to determine where the horse that I like is ranked in the will pays. And from that, you can kind of get a ballpark feel of what price the horse is going to be at. And you're right, you shouldn't have to do that, but that information is out there. Formulator does it for you. We do it just by eyeballing it with daily double will pays, pick threes, pick fours, even pick fives. It's something, but still, it doesn't address the ultimate question. And I know that, Josh said that, they're looking at possibly cutting off CEWs earlier. They're discussing, but these discussions, they go on and on and on, and the odds drops continue to happen. So it's extremely frustrating. And honestly,
and like he said, that money just maybe moves into different pools.
Well, we're talking about win odds. We can't even look at the horizontal will pays or the exacta will pays as religiously as we look at the win prices.
Correct.
Because the win prices are out there for everybody to see. So I hope that they come to some sort of realization that this is a serious problem, because honestly it has affected my handle. I do not make as many win wagers as I once did due to the odds change. I don't know what price I'm going to get.
Brad, one thing at the end that Josh touched on, and this is a serious issue too, the thing yesterday was really looked bad if you were watching the race on FanDuel TV. When you see a horse drop from 10 to 6 in mid stretch, no bueno. Now, the problem is there's a delay. FanDuel, my understanding, is with a different tote company. Del Mar is with a different tote company. It's got to cycle through two different totes, and then there's a basically like a 40-second delay between seeing, what we're seeing as final odds on track and what the watcher, the consumer on TV is seeing.
Doesn't it seem like technology is so far behind in horse racing relative to every other industry out there? Can you imagine buying a stock and not knowing, what price you're going to pay until 15 minutes after you bought it? It just doesn't happen. So the graphics people need to get their act together at the ADWs. Because I don't think that there's anything nefarious going on, but it sure leaves a sour taste in people's mouth when they see an odds drop like Nancy Griffith yesterday.
I agree. So, Brad, you're always a guy who, is great with trends and numbers. And what have we seen here through, what are we, day six?
Today's
day seven?
Today is day number seven. Yeah.
So what have we seen through the first 6 days of racing?
Iker, we were talking, before we move on to some trends, I just want to give Del Mar a plug for adding the late daily, $5 late daily double and the late pick three, $3 daily late pick three at low takeout rates, 15%. And I'm glad that Del Mar followed the lead of Santa Anita. They inaugurated this wager either last winter or maybe it was last fall. But the late daily double, $5 minimum and a 15% takeout, and the late pick three, $3 minimum, 15% takeout, two of my favorite wagers. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'm competing against as much competition from CAWs in those low takeout pools as I would be otherwise. So that's a plug for Del Mar. Two wagers that I think are fantastic. And we've seen they've run the gamut of payoffs from a $35 late double to $970. And the late pick three has ranged from a low of $58 to a high of $6,451 on opening day.
And the pool doesn't get diluted with the 50 cent increments.
Exactly.
You really have to take a stand and have an opinion. You know, you're not going to be wheeling daily doubles or buying pick three races.
I actually thought about that yesterday, wheeling a daily double, but that gets a little bit cost prohibitive.
You know, it's easier to do it a dollar or two than $5.
I will say this: I would have been live coming out of the Bing Crosby had I used the all button. But anyway, my horse in the last race ran second, so it didn't matter. At any rate,
a bad beat second, by the way.
Tough one, yeah, for sure, for sure. Anyway, as far as trends go at this particular meet, a couple of interesting things that I kind of came up with. There's been 16 dirt sprints from 5.5 to 7 furlongs this meet. Here's a trick question for you. How many of those have been won in gate-to-wire fashion? Dirt sprints, doesn't speed usually rule?
Yeah.
16 sprints, 5.5 to 7. How many wire-to-wire?
You're going to tell me not too many.
I'm going to tell you one.
Okay.
Only one. The track is playing surprisingly fair. You would normally expect speed horses to win dirt sprints in California, but that hasn't been the case. And when I say fair, it means that horses are winning from everywhere, including from off the pace. One wire-to-wire winner, four others that press from second or third. 11 of those 16 dirt races have been won from horses that are positioned fourth or farther back. So you can rally from behind in a sprint on the Del Mar main track. Dirt routes have been fair. There's only been 9, 3 wire to wire, 5 of them won by horses rallying from fourth or farther back. The biggest bias that I've seen so far in the first, we're early in the season, concerns turf sprints. There have been 11 turf sprint races. 7 of them have been won by the horse who had the lead at the very first call. And that does not usually happen. I know it's only 5 furlongs, but horses in years past have been able to rally from behind in turf sprints. That has not happened so far this meet. 7 of them led at the first call, another one pressed from second. So, and rail settings do not matter, by the way.
Okay.
Whether 0, 12, 18, or 30, doesn't make any difference. Speed has been dynamite in turf sprints, and I hope that keeps up this afternoon, because there's a speed horse I like in race number 3, a long shot at 12-1 named Dial a Friend, who I expect to make the lead. I don't think the horse is going to be 12-1. It's a she. I expect her to be maybe 6-1, but I'm hoping that she can race gate to wire over a turf course that has been decidedly speed favoring at 5 furlongs. The route races, we've had 16 turf routes, 4 wire to wires, 2 from second or third, 10 from fourth or farther back. Turf courses playing fair, and again, turf rail settings do not matter. It's
That's
all about
interesting.
Pace.
Do we have John Lees? Because we want to talk to him. He's doing work in the racing office. He's the morning line maker. He's the timer. John, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, fine. Absolutely, you've got me here. Yeah, lively discussion today.
Lively,
to talk
John.
About at Del Mar.
Yeah. Your job roles include racing office. You're the morning line maker for the first time at this meet. You do some timing up here. I'm not sure where you find all the time, John, but really kind of wanted to talk about the morning line aspect of it, because the guy sitting next to me, Brad Free, has done morning lines. I believe you did them at Fairplex for a few years, Brad.
I did. It was a lot easier to do at Fairplex than Del Mar.
John, talk about it. What are you learning? What's the experience been like so far?
Well, it's definitely been challenging. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is the big leagues as far as deep fields, competitive races where many different horses have a chance. I find many of them difficult to settle on an actual favorite where you could see two, three, sometimes four horses that they might be a point or a point and a half apart, and it's really not going to shock you if any one of them does go favorite, although we always try to identify the favorite. Another part of it is balance. As Brad and the other line makers know, with the over-round calculations for a nice, big, healthy field, maybe about 124%, that 123 number is sometimes magic for people. And in a short field, five or six horses, which we don't get too many of those here, maybe can do a 122, but I'm always trying to balance it. I also want to address the body of the race because we have a lot of also eligibles here. As you're probably aware, we put out pre-scratch morning lines that include the alsos, and at Del Mar, a lot of guys want to still get that chance to get in by 10 a.m. the day of the race. And so my approach on that, since there's no way that you can balance 15 or 16 horses when, you know, three or four of them will not start, I'm always trying to balance the body of the race. And then once that's done, I take the alsos one by one and just say, okay, if this horse were to be stuck in there, so to speak, not knowing who's going to come out, what price do you think they'll be? So, and then probably float them a little bit, because most of the time if they do draw in, they're going to get stuck with a bad post, especially, you know, on the grass and maybe going long. So that's the general approach. It's a lot of math, but at a race meet, as competitive as this one has been, for all the reasons that you just touched on with Josh and Brad and everybody, it's very challenging. So it's going to be a busy summer.
John, I got a question for you. What's been the most challenging aspect? Is it the, you know, two-year-old maidens in which many of them have never started? Is it an N2X that has 12 or 14 entrants, or a stakes race with out-of-town shippers? What category, if any, has provided the biggest hurdle for you as the Del Mar line maker?
That's a good question. I would probably say the deep fields on the grass routes with big 8, 10, 12 horses, probably were the most challenging, simply to find the favorite. The baby races, thankfully, as you are well aware, everybody has access to the XBTV workouts from Santa Anita, and they've got cameras on horses down here at Del Mar. I find those extremely valuable. I'll give you one example. The first weekend, the horse that won of Doug O'Neill's from the rail that had Abel Lascano, I think his name was Thirsty Rebel, only because I took the time to watch the XBTV workouts did I go ahead and take a shot and make a horse like that a slight morning line favorite. And in that case, it paid off, and he actually went off a 2-1, and he won nicely. But had I not watched the works, I would have had no idea. At this time of year, with the summertime two-year-olds, and they're all first-time starters, that can be really challenging if you're just looking at what's on paper and you haven't actually watched or gotten any of the clocker smoke as far as who the horses are. Clocker smoke is very important if you're going to be anywhere close in the baby races.
And, guys, people don't understand the mathematics involved. Most people are actually clueless about how a morning line is made. Each odds represents a certain number of points, as you guys both know. It needs to balance, as John said, somewhere 122, 123 points. So it's an easy job to criticize, and you see a lot of criticism on from the social media experts who would not have any clue how to make a morning line. And I always say, well, go ahead and do it and take a shot at it and do it for a few days if you think it's that easy.
It's not an easy job. You know, it's kind of like being a baseball umpire or a track steward. When you're doing a good job, nobody says anything. It's the time that you screw up, everybody comes out of the woodwork and says, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And the reason why it's 122% line is because of the takeout rate. The takeout right. makes it drops it down to 100. So you want to have 122, 123, and each odds corresponds to a certain percentage. 2-1 is 33%. 5-2 is 28%. 3-1 is 25%. And you add them all up, and it should come out to 122, 123. That, to me, is the ideal line. And, of course, the line makers, one of the key jobs of a line maker is to identify the favorite, as John just said, with the Doug O'Neill horse on the rail in an early season two-year-old race.
Well, John, keep it up. I know it's a learning curve. You're only going to get better and better as you do it, and it's great to see you in that spot and along with your other duties at Del Mar.
No, I appreciate it. It's going to be a fun summer, so thanks for having me on.
All right, John. Talk to you soon. That was John Lees from the Racing Office and the Morning Line Maker. Let's bring in Andy Harrington, final segment here on this half hour. Andy Harrington from National Turf. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Now, there's a rumor of your impending retirement after Breeders' Cup. How are we going to be able to talk you out of that? Because the National Turf works put out by Andy Harrington are used by everybody in Southern California, and we have come to rely on them, Andy.
Well, that the tentative plan is to, after the Del Mar Fall meet, to kind of pull the plug on the daily workout report. I've got something on a platform called Substack where I've got a once a week top, you know, 8 to 12 best drills and plus some trip notes from the previous week. So I'm going to kind of, I'm thinking of trying to do the thing I really like, which is hang out in the morning and kibitz with people and watch horses and cut down about 80% of my work in the afternoon by Xing out the daily workout report. But, you know, I'll make that decision probably sometime in the fall for sure. But that's the tentative plan. But we all know what happens to plans when we...
you know what, Andy? AI is coming along. It's going to make things a lot easier. We're going to have all this be automated writing kind of stuff. So let's have that conversation a few months from now. Brad, anything quickly for Andy before we get to a pick today?
Andy, I hope that you reconsider because, as you probably are aware, your workout analysis has a huge influence on the tote board and in our own personal handicapping. So I hope you reconsider. If not, I guess we'll have to log into Substack and catch some of your intelligent commentary. By the way, you had a good workout comment yesterday on a filly named Got the Ring, who finished second in race number 7. I think she is very, very good. So I read Andy's stuff religiously, as most serious horse players do.
Andy, get us signed up for National Turf, and how about a horse we can look at today?
Sure. Let's first go to the horse. We're going to go to the first race, and what I laughingly call my strength, which is first-time starters, there's a horse in the first race from the John Sadler barn. This is a $150,000 maiden claiming race, which is unique out here. The horse is called Rivera, the number 4 horse. This 2-year-old filly has been out working an older, useful allowance type horse called Cloudy Woman, who's also in the John Sadler barn, in like 2 or 3 straight drills. That's enough for me to look to this horse. 5-2, they go to J.J. Hernandez, the perennial leading rider out here. So my pick today will be Rivera in the first race from the John Sadler barn.
And nationalturf.com, and, right?
Sure, just go nationalturf.com, and there's a scouting report, as you alluded to. There's grades for all the horses that I've seen, and hopefully it gives you a little information that's not in the pages of the racing form.
Thank you, Andy Harrington. Have a great day. Keep up the good work. Brad Free, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Michael.
Helps me get through this 2 hours. I got to get my Uncle Chemo's coffee here at the break, and we'll get the final part of the show done here. But first off, next break, Bruce Finkelstein and Scott Shapiro. They are next up on Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Sunday edition here on AM 830 KLAA. And on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Absolutely nothing.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike in for Mike Willman today. And fans, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in Thoroughbred horse racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audience and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races with Data Eel. Anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro, a regular on our Saturday show. Wanted to touch base with you, Shapper. Good morning.
Good morning, Iker. Good to join you two times in a week. I can live vicariously through you at the beach twice.
Well, I get bonus time with Shapper. Tell us what did we see with Sovereignty yesterday in the Jim Danny? I know you've been impressed by him showing more tactical speed lately.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this horse is almost, you know, I don't know, reinvented might not be fair because he didn't have to, but, you know, he kind of felt like going into the Derby and after the Derby, you thought of him as kind of a, I don't want to say pace dependent, he's better than that. But a horse that was going to come from well out of it and maybe need a little setup and a little racing luck to have his best chance to win. Then in the Belmont, you know, that changed. And, you know, maybe a little keen off the layoff. He seemed a little amped up for the race yesterday off the layoff, freshman, if you will. But, man, he has more speed now. I you know, it seems like when him and journalism inevitably meet up again, hopefully, he's going to be ahead of them.
Yeah, that's very possible. Shapper, Saturdays are probably your busiest day. I know you have a presence on Twitter, X, ExpressBet, DRF. But Sundays are still good also. Anywhere in the country you want to go for a radio pick today?
Yeah, you know what? I'll go to Monmouth today because, you know, I'm going to be Del Mar with Saratoga in the rain. You know, I'll be playing mostly at Del Mar. But the Eddie Reed, where I was going to give my pick, sounds like a pretty chalky one now with Gold Phoenix coming out. I heard Phil D'Amato's interview earlier. So I'm going to go to the feature at Monmouth today, a 5-furlong turf affair. It's a 2-year-old race called the Colleen Stakes. And I like an 8-to-1 shot in number 2, Slick Merlin. This is a Jersey bred going right into the open company stakes ranks after a maiden performance. And he adds the blinkers. He retains Paco Lopez, the leading rider here, who's as good as anyone I've seen in turf sprint. So I'm going to try at 8-to-1, number 2, Slick Merlin, in the race 7 at Monmouth, the featured Colleen Stakes, $100,000 event.
Great, buddy. Thanks for hanging in with me today, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Always good to chat, Bob. Have a good one. Good luck, bud.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. And before I bring in Bruce Finkelstein, I had Brad on for 30 minutes and neglected to give his radio play. So this is for Brad Free. It's race number 6. He likes number 8, Ole Silver, who is 6-to-1 on the morning line. That's Brad Free, race 6. It's the 8 horse, Ole Silver, at 6-to-1 is Brad's radio play. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. I didn't know if I was going to get through the 2 hours, and here we are with plenty of show still to go. So that's the way it goes sometimes. Bruce, you generally give us 2 picks, so I want to know, first of all, what do you have available today at betonbruce.com?
So we have 3 menu items today. I actually threw in the late pick 4 from Ellis Park today. We have the full card from Del Mar with the last 5 on the card at Saratoga tacked on to that with audio, and also best bets at Del Mar today with audio.
All right, let's get 2 from you, Bruce, if you don't mind. Where do you want to go for the first one?
Well, let's use our new workout tool, relatively new workout tool. You know, in the last few years, we've had, obviously, you know, First TV and also a KentuckyBred.org, if you ever go take a look. And those are, I think, Bruno DiGiulio produces those. And those are quite helpful. You get workouts from mostly the Midwest, Kentucky, and sometimes at the fairgrounds. And there's a horse in the 6th race at Saratoga that had some very nice workouts in Churchill Downs coming into this race, and that's the 5 horse, Long Pour. Now, we're going to get a sloppy track, and I bring that up. This horse has actually worked twice on a muddy track at Churchill Downs, one of which I saw on June 7th. Very workmanlike, not asked very hard, just stubbornly stayed in front of its workmate the whole time. 2 weeks later, it worked on a fast track, could not have looked better late in a June 21st workout. And, Bob, if you take a look at the trainer-jockey stats, when Luis Saez rides for George Arnold, some flashy, gaudy numbers, 29% when these two get together. I like the work tab here, like the fact that this horse has the experience on a wet track, looks very live against a field that didn't look that strong. The ones that have run look just kind of okay. So race six, I like the five, Long Pour at 5-1 on the morning line.
Everybody likes a long pour, Bruce, especially if you're sitting there having an adult beverage. And how about coming out to Del Mar for your second play?
Let's go to the seventh race. This is a competitive 5-furlong race, and I think there's going to be a very quick tempo up front. You have Bits Tiger Magic, Thermal, and also Lovely Idaho. They're all pretty quick. They all want the lead. I think it could set up nicely for the 9 horse here, Can't Sleep. She doesn't run very often, but, boy, she is effective on her best race. She came off a 10.5-month layoff in late January at Santa Anita, and she won with an off-the-pace, explosive move from a visual. I loved her win in late January. It took her almost 5 months to return. She was on the rail at Los Alamitos, so she's trying dirt for the first time, Bob, and she went down in a heap. She stumbled badly. Her nose almost hit the ground. And she really gave Bits Tiger Magic a big head start. After all that early trouble trying dirt off the layoff, she still came on to run a game second. This is a preferred surface. She's second off the layoff. Should get a great trip with some targets to run at. So in race seven, I like the 9, Can't Sleep at 6-1 on the morning line. Kind of feeling that she might drift down a little from that number, though.
Thank you, Bruce. BetOnBruce.com, and Bruce, we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Take care, Bob. Great job.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Final break. Let's take it now. And when we come back, Toby Kellett, John Hardoon to close out this Sunday edition, Hour 2 of Thoroughbred Los Angeles here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Money, we make it before we see.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Sunday edition. Let's get down to South Florida and check in with Toby Callett, who we spoke with yesterday. Good morning, Toby.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. You gave us a live runner net yesterday named Civil Liberty. One problem, Toby. You ran into a $3 million horse named Brandt, who lived up to the hype.
Yes, he did. He cost about 20 times more than what Civil Liberty did, and I don't think he's 20 times better, but he was the best. We ran like expected, second best. I had 4 seconds yesterday of races that really mattered, so we got to get off the bridesmaid trail, because any one of these that we turn the corner could be lead to that return mission to where the turf meets the surf.
That's what we're shooting for, Toby. We got to get off the seconditis and get you back out here to Del Mar. So how are we going to do that today?
Well, I'm going to take you to the fourth race, and this, in my opinion, has all the markings of that possibility. In here, I'm between three runners that are all of value. I'm leaning to the 9 Essential Nation. Peter Miller, this is one of those ship and win bonus specials. Blinkers on, first-time gelding. Open outside post. He took the time and effort to bring this new gelding over to Del Mar to train him from the gate. And open outside post, David Cohen, I expect the Central Nation to be forwardly placed at a big factor. The main rivals in here for me are the 4 Stanford Dropout, the 3 Closing Time. Those are the main rivals. They're 10-1 and 20 on the morning line, respectively. And let's look at the rail at the 1 Rumpus in Paradise. Philly that's going to race against the boys, she couldn't get in off the also eligibles on Friday. So I'm 9-4-3-1. I want to have a whole lot of fun playing today's fourth, because this could lead to the 1-800 buy a plane ticket.
Let's do it, Toby. Race 4, 9-4-3-1. Let's have some fun and get Toby back out to Del Mar, where I know you would love to be out here clocking them live, but you're taking in all the action off XBTV and all the sources you can for that clocking information, Toby.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yes, we still have some notes from when I was there. There are some still forthcoming, so it could be at a moment's notice it could happen, Bob.
Very good. Thanks, Toby. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bookending the show is John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets. John, we talked early in the first hour. Now you're going to close it out. How you doing, my friend?
Good. A fantastic job, Bob, going Vince Scully for 2 hours solo. Not an easy thing to do, and you handled it very, very well.
Well, I appreciate that, John. A little Uncle Chemo's before and after, and then we'll dive right into and we'll dive into the 11 race card here at Del Mar, 2 o'clock post, and of course, wet conditions today at Saratoga. But John, you always give us a play here for Del Mar in the second hour, so let's have at it.
All right. Can we just discuss your interview with that fellow from Del Mar? You did a terrific job. And listen, he had no answers. He gave the standard answers. Everything's in discussion. Well, that's not a good enough answer for players that watch what we've watched over the first 6 days here. You know, I could guarantee you one thing. TVG graphics department will not be showing odds anymore. They're going to take that down to lessen the problem as far as they're concerned. But that's not lessening the problem. It's only hiding the problem, you know, temporarily from the players, which I know they're going to have to do because that just makes everything look 1,000 times worse than it really is. And it really is bad. And unfortunately, he didn't have answers because, I don't know, there are no answers for them unless they decide to cut it off or cut it back or do something. But it's just horrible, and I'm really curious to see how this affects the handle and how many players are going to stop playing. And I'm sure a lot of them, unfortunately, are.
Okay, John. Well, I think, you know, Josh is in a tough spot. I mean, we need the money. We need the CAW money without having any kind of ancillary sources of revenue, say like NYRA does. So it's a very difficult situation, John. And all we can do, let's keep on top of it and keep looking for improvement.
That's all we can do. And they're being short-sighted by taking care of the CAW and forgetting about their players that played for years and really are the backbone of the game. I get it. And again, they're in a no-win situation, but something has to be done. Anyway, Bob, for Del Mar, let's look at the 10th race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Petite Ange. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Ryan Hansen barn. Finally got the job done last time. I think the light bulb went on here. This horse has worked well since that race. Tyler LeBay's aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line, full field of 12. I like number 6, Petite Ange, to win today's 10th race out at Del Mar.
Petite Ange for John Hardoon in the 10th, a nice 4-1. And Tyler Bay's, John, has been riding very well at this meet. He's high percentage. In fact, I just looked at the standings, and I'm going to find him and pull him up here. Tyler Bays is 3-14 and 21% through the first 6 days of racing. So he's had definitely a resurgence here.
Yeah, and he rode a winner on Friday. He gave the horse a terrific ride. I forget the horse's name. Was a 7 horse, but he came inside, and he's really looks like he's riding with confidence, and that's all these guys need. They need an opportunity, and when they get the opportunity, they have to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. The name of that horse was Gypsy Tears that you're referring to and came up the rail and got the money. Tell us what's available today and give us the coordinates of the website for the Ragas and Sheets plays by John Hardoon.
JohnHardoon.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar full card and best play selections.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you. We'll talk again on our show next Saturday.
Thanks, Bob. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon. Just to reiterate, regular 2 p.m. post today at Del Mar as we wind up day 7, an 11-race card. 24 more to go after today. So that's always a good thing. Love being down here in the summer at Del Mar. First post, as I mentioned, 2 p.m. And Mike wanted me to mention some of his great sponsors as well, like Western Rooter, of course, for all your plumbing needs. Western Rooter, the best in the West. I got a text from Pete Perella at Legacy Ranch earlier in the show telling me, good job, but you have a face for radio. So thank you, Pete. Appreciate that. Don't forget Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. Save a taco. Eat a Pizza, the Derby Room, so many great sponsors that keep us going on the air on both the Saturday and Sunday shows. Appreciate you listening today. Good luck at the races. And I think I gave out Miss Mandalay as a nice little price play for my radio selection in the seventh race today. We had Bob Hess on, and 12-1 definitely works for me. Thank you for listening. Great job inside by Christian and Elise. Cash some tickets today. Good luck at the races. Thoroughbred LA next Saturday at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old El Mar, take a plane, take a train.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.